Sif Beis. Okay, how you Priya Domo? Priya waits. See, he had both items in front of him. So the order should be first Priya waits and then Priya Domo. But he missed the Priya Domo first. And where is our Priya Domo? He's got one of these Priya waits. Yotsu. Okay. Shabbos of Cotton Zion. How you look on it? This is all Tom Bidiyevit. It's improper to use the bracha ripi eitz to cover the. Sorry, it's improper to use the bracha ripi adoma to cover the eitz. The Torah be yeshu lebarach bracha bichadah. So it's proper to give it its own bracha. Well, avachi yeshdeis b'sim reshid alsev gimel the yeshem the Torah be yeshu lehakdim pri eitz, and the pri eitz should go first as well. Okay, so that's also not lechatchila. It was the fun of. Not the fun of Ravusa. So the chiddush over here is that filo hoyu the fun of priho eitz kishaberich. Even though the priho eitz was there, the Shulchan Aruch only says that you're going to say with the priho eitz if you had kavana for it. But lo nipta mimela elim ken yiskavim behed yalifter. We don't, the bracha does not go automatically on the eitz even though it's there in front of you because it's not the proper bracha for it. Alba'emes hechad niskav behedya the potra mahane filosh lohoy the fonam kapriyo eitz kishaber. On the other end, in the case a person had in mind to be moitzi the priho eitz with the priho dhamma, even if it was not in front of him, it'd be yotze as long as he planned to eat it and he knows where it is or ever and he has a mind to cover it. Priho dhamma priho eitz test. But can him hoyo lefonov, davar shevchasa shahako, davar shevchasa priyadama, yizkavim v'shahako liftregam min hasheni, yotze b'dyevin. Same scenario if you have a shahako item and a priyadama item. So you make a shahako, we don't assume the shahako is going on the priyadama. But if a person had a specific intent that that should be so, it'll be so.
Could
also be true.
You can make a shahako in bread too, right? B'dyevin.
Okay. Yotza. The Shabbos says, "I'm sure Chuba the Yesh Cholkim was never stirred lehu." The field in his cavern leaves are privates. Someone who funneled the Yotza. Their last of the work very privates. Okay. So, if a person made a bripi adama on a privates, he doesn't say. Over here, he made the bripi adama on a pri adama. He wanted to include the priyoates as well. So that, the Shari Tshuva says, no, there's some person who would say that that's not, doesn't work. Because the mice, it's the wrong bracha. Elamai, what? Why is it different in the case where you say the priyodama and the priyates directly? Because over there, otherwise, what is the bracha taking effect on? Over here, the bracha taking effect on the priyodama. Because priyadama lo ha'is al batala, this kama yere priyadama levad, it goes on the priyadama. Okay, so that's the yesh chokim. So now what do we do? The mice. We come back and ask the b'di'evad ain lach to the vorech kedas shachonerch. You don't make another bracha. The sofik bracha is lahakol. We ask the toy b'liyos nimlach shalechol miyaz with priyo eitz alach asman. We ask the vorech alin. He says another eitz is to change your mind. You're planning to eat the priyo eitz now. Eat it much later on. So once a person is nimlach, he decides not to eat it anymore. If he subsequently eats it, he needs a new bracha. So that'll be the hechatimsa. That will not need a new bracha. And then you'll make the proper bracha. You'll make a brief eitz. Okay. Sif gimel. Kalelo bracha sarach shaloi yapsik ben bracha lachila. Any bracha that you say, you cannot interrupt between the bracha and the eating. Not even with speech, but even just pausing, even as long as the pause is more than Kedibra, is not proper to do. Tzarech lashmiel la'oznav, a person has to say the bracha loud enough that he can hear it. If, however, he does not say it loud enough that he can hear it, he still hears it. But, however, the person has to actually verbalize it with his mouth. He can't just think it in his heart. Fine. Brachos can be said in any language. Asher Chaser was a person who's not dressed properly, cannot say a bracha. He has to be covered. Ve'edam amorim be'ish, this applies to a man, because his erva is visible. Al'isha yosheva is a penel shamata tuchas bekar. A woman is seated, and her erva is facing towards the ground, that is covered by sitting into the ground. So lach is, ki bezen is kaser, so let's consider her erva is covered. Ein leil simen, ein dal, and siftal. I feel a man or him. Furthermore, even if the person is not orim, we have another problem. Im liba roya erva, asheroisha magula is also lavor. If either we have a problem of liba roya erva, that there's no interruption between where his lev is and where his erva is, or in a totally new issue that the person now is going saying a bracha roya magula. So we spoke about this once. And even if you hold that the bringa yamaka is not mikra din. For various different reasons why it's not mikra din, you have to wear a yarmulke, but in regards to wearing a yarmulke in the base of Knesset, or wearing a yarmulke for a bracha, that is mikra din. That'll be ma'akah. I mentioned to you, Rav Moshe Teshuva, a person was davening, and his yarmulke got schlepped in back by his talus. He didn't realize, really, he's davening bareheaded. So Rav Moshe told you, not yet, so you have to daven the whole Shemoneh Esrei again. Because that goes into this sort of, even if, nowadays we say the goyim don't necessarily go bareheaded, but at the time when they pray, they do. So that goes in, that fills into so Chosei Moshe Lechu. It comes out that he was by davening as such, his mom was doing an iser. So you have a zemer chreshoyim to eva. This mitzvah that he's doing ends up being an avera. It's above avera.
Zevach
chreshoyim to eva. Okay, Shemura Yiral of Bein Brachos and Echila, who had in Kavanas Hamitzvos. Who had in Birchas Hamitzvos, Bein Brachos and Mitzvah. You cannot interrupt between the Bracha and the Mitzvah or the Bracha and the Echila. The Chachila even without talking more than Kedei Dibur. Yerushim Kedei Dibur. Hainu Kedei Shilas Tam of the Rav, which is Hu Shalom Alecha, Rabbi. Rabbi to the Tam of the Bracha is the is Shalom Alecha Rabbi. And over here, the bracha is Shalom Alecha Rabbi. Excuse me, Shalom Alecha. So, Talmud to the Rab, it's Shalom Alecha Rabbi. Now, there is a shita which says that the shir is Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umari. So, he says, if you look at the Shar Tzin and Yud, Rabbi Chredim, Deloy Katash, Akosim Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umari. Taz has a little bit longer time for Kedei Dibur. He has four words. And with the Roy post can pass not like the Taz, and there's only three words. Person waits longer than that, it's an interruption. Okay. Umayr Bishtika. We're talking right now, the person has not said a word. He's just being quiet. But speaking is an interruption automatically, even though it's less than Dibur. It's one word. So the person has said the bracha, said a word a second later. He still has 2 seconds left, two words left, the time of two words left to finish Kedei Dibur. But too late, you spoke. If it's not the Tzarcha bracha, As long as he didn't speak, he's not considered a hefsek. It's considered a hefsek that's also to do it. Regards to the requirement of a new bracha, you do not require a new bracha, whereas dibur would require a new bracha. As long as he didn't lose awareness of the bracha that he's saying and the purpose that he wants, his bichal and etc. By this large pause. Yeah. Kosochronim. The feel of Mimne Hakovan a year or shall have Sigakhar Brocha. We don't respond. The person made a brocha, it's not eaten yet. You do not respond to somebody's greetings, even if the person that he has in your year from and that he has to be wary from, still you don't interrupt. I mean, if a person would interrupt, they would have to make a bracha. If a person made a bracha for Achille, he hasn't eaten yet, and now the tzibur next door says, "I'm in Yeshir Abba," so he doesn't answer. So there was something which is very hot or very cold. It may be very hard to get it drinking. You're going to want to try and cool it off and blow on it or something. So meanwhile, you're interrupting. New case, a person made a bracha on food, and then afterwards he changed his mind to the point where he was disgusted with the food, and if he can't force himself to eat it. Even so, he must force himself to eat a little bit. It shouldn't be a bracha batola. Fine. You're drinking water, which you preferably should be not taking all the water. Some of it they're going to pour out. But various scenarios where you're supposed to do that. It's much better you should pour out before you make the bracha. Shum hefsek and shum bizi bracha, you have both elements. To mechayiv him to do it beforehand. Shouldn't be busy bracha, you make a bracha and you pour some of it out. And you have the problem of hefsek. Person eats a nut, even though we want to make an asholim, but over here you should break it first. Why? Then could I have harbe bin brochel in the chila? It takes time to open it up. You don't want to have this time lapse, the chila. Boy, the shevel yim sena yofa. Vener rather brocha. Boy, the lo yim so ena. Sorry, I'm like clapping over here. Shem Elohim Se'enu Yafa. Maybe it won't turn out that it's a good food. Vener Brother Bracha. It's not Brother Bracha. And therefore, you want to check it beforehand. You go back on the line of checking it beforehand. Okay. When you're in Shari Paris, I'm Leo Simonish Beis of Shari Chuvah. We discourage interruptions with that. You're supposed to say we have to actually verbalize it, express it with your lips, even not loud enough you can hear it. I'm here, believe it's a bracha. It's a person just thought the bracha in his mind. He's not yet say. Ryan level seven kufay hey sef beis b'shaburah b'mishem shin sam beis b'mir alocha sef tiv maskol yatsa. Fine. You can say b'chol oshin. I learned with him kapehei sefal b'shabur that he questioned the din of shemeika. Oh no, shemeika kind of works in a different lashon. He suggested, therefore, people should say along
in their own lashon. You're saying?
No, in case where they could follow along in the Hebrew, I think it means, right? Mm-hmm. But they can't say it on their own. It's much better they should say with than when you say shemeika when you don't understand what you're hearing.
What do we say with, like, in terms of making a bracha and, like, water in the water fountain? Like, if you don't have a cup or something?
As long as you know that for sure it's going to come, so that's sufficient. But you can test out to see that it's working. Once you know that, you can assume that it's not going to break in the next 3 seconds.
So should your bracha be while it's flowing or before it's, doesn't matter?
But you should test it first.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So a man... Shagid Babayim bolt him in the room, but Mahani Bil Kisi. A man, we have a problem with Kisi Harva because his male organs are visible. But Omen is Tuchus Bakarka. Pirish, the vuka is mechusas bekarka. She's pressed down towards the ground, so that covers it. Mitzar liya is mechusa kol kashal tehei nira aguasel. Has to be that what's not visible includes not just the makam erva is not, but also the aguas, which is the buttocks, are covered. You have aguas yesh behemishum erva. The Rama Arf Mosev Masa was aimed at Shemirva. Chenu to das das a grolly old seven nine dalad. Yerava chemeg magim bor mesadim the dinner kabeis Yosef. Chen yishach was chaskilu. So imagine machlokas over here. Beis Yosef and the magim giborim hold that the agavas are considered an erva, and the magim of Ram and the grow hold that it's not. Okay. Dalad. The person makes a bracha on something either to eat it or to smell it. The loch is sorach la'achsa, but yaminoi, he has to hold it in his right hand. Kishahu mevorach, and he makes the bracha. Mishabur yudzayin, sorach la'achsa. Tamach is the kreshi chamaniva masha mevorach, you have to hold it. This way you're focusing on what you're on the bracha. Hurach la'chachila, but he ever birach la'av kashay munach la'fonav, afshalay la'achsa klal, is yotza, kidal kamei. So if the person was not holding on to it as long as it was there, he made the bracha, thinking about the item, it's good enough. I remember towards the Seif Yom of the Rishiva, developed tremors in his hands. So he'd make Kiddush, Rabbi Gifter.
Is that preference also for someone who's left-handed?
The definition of Mamino, we'll get to that in the next Mishnah. So he couldn't hold the case, because it would just spill all over the place. So he had the curse placed in front of him, but he had to make the bracha, not holding the curse. So the chalchila person should hold the curse, but if you can't, that's how you can't. Now, you hold it b'minoi. So, hatam is mishum chashivas. So the reason why you hold it in the right hand, because you want to show that you're giving a chashivas to it, and therefore, v'itur yad, zin and basa, you mean small didei, v'lo basa da'alma. Therefore, if that's the reasoning, by a person who's an eater, yet a person who's a lefty, we would define it based on his hands, his yamin and small, which means his stronger hand, which would be his left hand. Kemashu mechidusha rub kiveger, kemashu magan avram, simen kupe gimel. That's what Shabur says. V'chem b'chol brocha shemavorach al heza mitzvah, yesh alechos adabar b'yaminoi, v'shas brocha. Okay, you should... My mitzvah is also you should hold the item in your right hand. Fine. Al derech haKabbalah, ein lech litzur of a priest shemavorach alav b'sakin, af sheyach is a sakin b'minoy. Kesharmer lechaver lahosh. Fine. Stop. So you should not have the knife stabbed into the food with the argument that I want to put the knife there. This way, immediately after the bracha, I'll be able to finish the cutting process, and. I want to make a bracha on a sholem. I want to limit the hafzik. So I start the cutting beforehand and I leave a knife in. So Kabbalah says, no, don't do that. We don't want you doing that.
So what about with the challah?
Challah as well. The same thing. So you would make the cut, especially during the week, as you make the cut.
Oh, that's right.
Not just the marking.
That's what you said on Shabbos. Maybe you don't make
the on Shabbos, we need a shalom b'shas bracha because of lecha mishnah. So we don't want you to start cutting because you might end up without a shalom. During the weekdays, so we tell you should make a cut to limit the interruption. If you don't leave the knife in b'shas bracha. Kesham lechaver lehoshel sefer yikavlenu biyad minoy. When a person passes a sefer to you, you should accept it in your right hand. Now, what about a person who's an Itur Yad? So, that is very questionable. If you're makbid on this halacha, what should Itur Yad do? There's two or three criteria which Chaim Kanievsky has a small kutras that he wrote, which somebody subsequently published as a full sefer. He took Chaim Kanievsky's small sefer and he made footnotes, etc. But Chaim is in his Pirush on Maseches Tefillin, he wrote a kuntras which he went to all the places where you have a difference between the right and the left. Or every place where the halacha talks about the halacha of yamin, So when does a lefty use his own yamin? When does a lefty use the yamin da'alma? So he came up with over 100 places where the issue comes up in Chazal, something like that. 60 places, I don't know what the number was exactly. It's not a conscious remembering how to remember things. He has a conscious for that also, but this is not that. In that conversation, in that, he, at the beginning, he writes Klolim. When you decide, when do you say a lefty uses his own right hand, quote unquote, means his stronger hand, the left hand? And when does he use Yamin da Alma? So one of the places where you use Yamin da Alma is when we give preference to the right because of the different Pikabola. You give preference to the right of Pikabola, that's telling Yamin da Alma, not the person's own Yamin. Okay? And he says there are certain cases where it's the guy vis-a-vis the tzibur, so you give preference to the right of the alma, because so the person's carrying a sefer Torah, he should carry on his right side. Even if he's a left, he should carry on his right side, because the whole tzibur should be carried in the right. So accepting a sefer, we could argue, is a similar type of a concept, that each person should accept it in his right, in his in the yamin da alma, not in what the lefty would call his right hand. That being said, the Mishnah Berurah, from the flow of the Mishnah Berurah, who brings this halacha down over here, it would seem to indicate that this is a place where you should define yamin by the person himself. Because in other cases, Mishnah Berurah talks about the gabi making a bracha, you find the yamin by yourself. Bracha l'mitzvah, you find by yamin of the person. And when you accept the sefer, you mean the alma. Now, that doesn't seem to fit in the flow. But it seems to me from the presentation that Mr. Burr means yamin d'day, even in the case of the sefer as well. Okay, let's hold it here.